Welcome to the Desperately Seeking Self podcast, the podcast that's exploring the not-so-filtered side of life and giving you no BS strategies, tips, and tools, and maybe a little laughter along the way so you can fall in love with your life again. I'm your host, Brooke Collins. Let's get started. Hello, hello. Welcome to this week's solo episode of the Desperately Seeking Self podcast. I am your host, Brooke Collins, and I'm so glad that you decided to stop in and listen today. I am talking about a reintroduction of myself, so to speak, of who I am, of what I do, and why I'm doing it. I've been coaching for a little over 5 years, and I obviously with COVID have found myself in a rather stuck position of not really knowing or understanding what I wanted to do anymore or what direction I wanted to go with my business. I'm sure a lot of you have felt in the last 18 months, it's been an unusual state of events. And I just was adrift. That's the word I keep using. I have been adrift for a good probably 9 months to a year. That being said, I have recently refound myself and thought it would be wise to come on and just kind of share with you guys what the new mission is and where I'm going and how that's going to play out on the show. So again, I'm a certified life, wellness, health, and recovery coach. And I am always in a continual learning experience. I believe in educating myself and reading and empowering myself as much as I can. So I'm always in some form of a mastermind or certificate process or credentialing process. And that's just how I think that I function the best is when I'm also continually learning to keep my brain moving and working. And I think that the more knowledge is power and the more you know, the more you can do to help the world. I think that for me, I just get like things ingrained, right? That are ingrained in me from the beginning, things that are there that block me from becoming who I really want to be or doing what I really want to do, still conditioned in me. And they can be triggered and turned on just as easily as they can for you. COVID kind of triggered me to be stuck in this state of weakness. And then I started using my go-to defense mechanisms, which are like isolating myself and blocking myself and defending putting defense mechanisms up from people, places, things, events, all of it. So I really felt lost recently. And I knew at the end of the summer that I needed a trip and my husband agreed. I was just stressed and I couldn't figure out why I was so stressed. And I've had a lot of change in the last year and a half. While I've been coaching and been podcasting and doing these things, I also still worked on the side for a couple hours for my dad and his company, and he recently sold it. And I found that to be very hard to process through, which I was not expecting, because I was looking at it as I was doing him a favor by sticking around and helping out with these, you know, credentials and stuff for his business. I wasn't. I was there because it meant something to me to be with my dad, to work side by side with my dad. And, you know, my dad would come in my office every day and sit and talk to me. And we'd have like a 30-minute just one-on-one session, which if you have kids, you know that once you have kids, and you see your parents with your kids, you don't get time with your parents. My parents are so knee deep in my kids. I can't see past them to talk to me, which is fine. I wouldn't have it any other way. I get a lot of joy watching my mom and dad interact with my children. It just reminds me so much of my own childhood. So that's all well and good. But I was not anticipating his retirement to bring up such feelings of grief for myself. And that is what happened. I'd kind of been drifting by, and obviously the stress of COVID, and I live in Michigan, so things have been strict here from the beginning. But once they opened up, I was not like heading out the door and doing things. I was still sort of stuck. And because of the way that signups for summer camp, I had my kids all summer, and I was stuck in paralysis and overwhelmed. I needed a break from my family, but I didn't know how to get a break from my family. I was grieving my dad's retirement and my perceived relationship with him, because it's change, right? And I am admittedly afraid of change. I don't, just because I can help other people doesn't mean I can see things so clearly for myself. And I was kind of struggling through that and going over what should I do? How should I get away? How should I process all these things? And a neighbor of mine happened to be going through some really stressful stuff this summer. And her and I were talking at the pool one day, and she said, let's go somewhere. On the internet, we went and found Miraval resorts and spas and wellness centers. To be clear, you don't have to go to one of these places to get the clarity that I got or feel the peace or release the stress. This is just something that I chose to do for myself because I had never done anything like that before. And I would double down next time. That's how much I gained from it and how much benefit I got from it. And it might become an annual thing because I just felt so refreshed and so rejuvenated, and I see my world so differently now. And it's amazing what 4 days can do for you when you're looking and you're ready to grow. You know, what is it? The master appears to the student when the student is ready. And that is 100% true. Overcoming fear and self-doubt, that is something I've always struggled with and started when I was little and had kids pick on me for really just for being myself and being able to, I want to say get away with things, but you know, adults thought I was cute and they thought I was funny and witty. And so other kids would not take so kindly to that. And then other kids also, if someone knew liked me, I had someone who did not like to see my light shine and felt that if my light was shining, her light couldn't shine. And so we'll just call her the Regina George of my life. It's interesting looking back, and even on this trip, how much I had to go back to that far in my childhood to recognize where some of these triggers and behaviors were being, where they were coming from, where the source of the root of them were. So I feel really grateful that I had the opportunity to do what I did. And I just feel so much peace coming back and getting back into my work and feeling ignited again. It's been a long time since I felt ignited, to be honest with you. And even though I know what to do and I know how to do it, and I can tell a million people to go and do the things that make you feel better, it's being able to not just tell myself, but follow through with it with my own advice. So that's where I've been. And, you know, this overcoming fear and self-doubt has sort of been a underlying presence throughout my entire life. And I have started to think it's probably the underlying presence in a lot of people's lives. And we're all looking to things externally. And I did an equine therapy experience while at Miraval, which was so life-changing that I actually am going to have the equine specialist and therapist on the show in a couple of weeks. So I don't want to share too much about that, but it was so powerful that it moved the needle for me in 90 minutes, a needle that had been stuck for years in 90 minutes into a whole new area of freedom and joy. And I'm so grateful. And I'm just amazed at the beauty of horses and the power that they hold to help us help ourselves. It really, the way they read energy, the way they interact with people is a mirror, and it's unbelievable. So I'm very grateful for that experience. That being said, we all look externally at the world to validate things and to, I guess, to be in the world. Like from a very young age, you're taught to care about what so-and-so thinks and don't ruffle anybody's feathers and don't upset people and make sure that you're being respectful and make sure that you're talking when it's your turn and all the things that we're conditioned as kids to do and we're programmed by become a hindrance later in the aspect of you can't gain anything from the external world. You really can only gain it internally. And the external world changes based on your perceptions and where you are in your journey of life. something that's hard for a lot of people to do is to look internally and only look internally. And one of the things that I was reminded of this weekend was on this trip was that, you know, when I am looking externally for things to be validated, when I am thinking about what other people are thinking, when I am focused on what other people are doing and what their opinion of what I'm saying is, or how they feel about me, or how they feel about where we're at, or whatever, I'm not giving myself the ability to connect with them because I'm too concerned with what they care about, that I'm not being myself. And I feel like that was like an eye opener for me. And some of you may be sitting here like, yeah, I got that memo forever ago. But really, think about it. How often do you go show up somewhere, anywhere, doesn't matter where, and you're authentically yourself and only looking internally to see how you're feeling, what you're thinking, and how you're handling the room and the energy, as opposed to focusing on the other people in the room? It's probably not very often. We can't connect with any other living thing on this planet if we're only coming from that external place. If we go inside and internally and we do focus on what our thoughts are, what we're feeling, what we're gaining from the energy or not gaining from the energy, we're then able to connect with the people that we're spending time with, or the animals, or the, you know, the earth, whatever, any living force. You're able to connect in a much different way because you're actually showing up and you're actually connecting as you, instead of who they want you to be or who you think they want you to be. So that's a takeaway for me. And, you know, I am trained and certified in all kinds of coaching, and I take this job very seriously, and it fulfills me in a way that I can't describe. It's indescribable, the fulfillment I get from watching people transform their lives. But as a business model, I think a lot of us in this industry go at things from, I can do this for you, or I can do that for you, because of course you've got to have your unique selling point, right? Well, honestly, I can't fix people. You know, I don't have the power to do that. What I can do is sit with you and hold your hand while you're attempting to fix things within yourself. I can't give you the answers. I can't provide you with a book that says, here, do X, Y, and Z, and you're going to be healed, and you're going to feel confident and empowered, and you'll be sober and joyful and, you know, living abundantly. What I can do is be honest with you about the fact that every person has their own answer, which cannot be found externally from the outside world. So we just have to have the courage to look at that, make the decision about whatever it is, and move forward. It's the indecisiveness that causes the predicaments a lot of the time for us humans. I think the main thing is knowing that you have the power inside of you and you've had it all along. Isn't that the lesson of The Wizard of Oz after all? You've had the power all along, my darling. You just didn't believe it, whatever it is. I just utilize special tools of my own to remind you that you have what it takes and that the healing power is within you. It's always been there. Everything that people want and people need is right there inside of them. Healing is possible. I don't know what your experiences are, what your pain has been caused by, but healing is possible. And I know that it's possible because I've healed myself many a times for different things, you know, grief of losing my sister who died to a rare juvenile bone cancer when I was 13, or whether it's overcoming a domestic abusive relationship and being able to answer the call to courage to leave, fighting addiction and battling alcoholism and getting sober. There's a lot of things that I've come up against in my life that I've been able to heal. So I know it's possible for you too. Because I've been able to do that, I'm able to help you become aware of the choices that you're making in your daily life and the things that you're doing that maybe are or are not helping you or the things that you're focusing on that maybe are or are not helping you. And I guess, you know, I've done it for myself. So I knew that you can heal yourselves and I can help you do that. So I just think it's important to be honest in my industry because it's not a one size fits all thing. Even if you pick a niche and you have a targeted market and an audience, it's not one size fits all. And I work with women mostly, and women are really, really, really fucking powerful. And I think the thing is none of us know or believe how powerful we are. And that's where things get so convoluted because we don't have the belief in ourselves. And we've had so many things happen to us in our pasts that have caused these defense mechanisms, and we don't see what we should see in ourselves, you know? Healing is not a one size fits all. And because we're all guarded from different things, because we all guard our hearts and close them down or shut them down, put it on lock, whatever. It's not a one-stop shop. And if you show up, you're going to heal. And, you know, I'm going to give you the 5 steps you're going to need to live happily ever after. That's not reality. It's interesting. It's just not an exact 5 steps that you're going to get to living happily ever after. And, you know, I think the thing is being raw and honest and vulnerable is so hard, but if you're able to have the courage to do that and to take those steps and to share your story, you get so much power from that in and of itself. And most of us women don't even realize we have a story. I've interviewed plenty of people on this show who didn't believe they really had a story or something to bring to the table other than what they do for a living. And I've been able to pull a story out of every single person that I've spoken to, because we all have a story and they're all different stories. And that's what makes us each unique. But we all have dealt with pain and we all have been given this message that we need to look to the external to make ourselves happy. And when we do that, we get hurt. And so we block our hearts and dumb down or numb out our emotions. And that's where we lose our power, because as women, our hearts are our most beautiful, most beautiful part about us is our hearts and our emotions and how we love and how we care for people. It's a big part of who we all are. I think the message today for all of you is just take some time today to think about what brings you joy and think about going internally instead of looking for external validation. It's not easy, obviously, because we're so used to looking for the external. Look internally for a little bit and see what you may find, and journal about how you could maybe not seek the external validation the next time that you're in a room with people so that you can really connect and see if it makes a difference for you. Overcoming fear and self-doubt is a huge thing that people come up against every single day, and that they're the ones who have the power. They're the ones who are in control. What I want for every person that I work with is real connection, acceptance, and understanding of not just themselves, but with other people. So that's all I got today. I'll let you guys go and have a wonderful week. Any questions, reach out to me. Send me a DM over on Instagram at Brooke Collins Coaching, or send me an email. Everything's linked in the notes down below. Thank you so much for showing up today. I hope you take a little time to go inside and see how you're feeling this week. See you guys next week. Loved this episode of the Desperately Seeking Self podcast? Head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. I really appreciate it. And thanks for listening. For free resources and materials, head over to my website at innovativecoachbrooke.com. Thanks so much. Have a good week.